It is really tragic that during the festive season, the holiday season, we always have sad reports of people losing their lives. Traveling is always a dangerous thing, being on the road, and there is the pearls that goes with that. We need to continuously focus on the du'as that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. I remember hearing in one of the lectures that someone, one of the ulama of South Africa, had spoken to Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakaria Rahimahullah, the author of the Fazail Amal and many other kitabs, and said that in South Africa we have lots of road deaths. And Hazrat Sheikh Rahimahullah said that we should recite Durood abundantly while traveling in the car. So let's make it a habit to recite Durood abundantly. When one sits in one's conveyance, one should make the dua, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina la munqalibun. This is the dua that you've been hearing daily on our travel safety tip, and we've repeated it with almost every bulletin so that it can really sink in and the message can reach home. In the old days, horses and camels were used as riding as a conveyance. Now other means of transport are available to us, yet the dua encompasses everything. In the verse, which is the dua, there's an indication that animals are more powerful than man. There's no comparison. The strength of an animal compared to our strength. We are weak and meek in front of them. But despite the strength of the animal, we are able to domesticate them, and we are able to use them for our own purposes. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Do they not look at the camels, how they are created? Camels are wonderful creatures. The cow is a natural such animal. Man milks it and has it domesticated. But some of these animals, we are able to subjugate. Others we are not. And this is in the power and the wisdom of Allah. Now when we use these animals, we also have a duty. We use them to ride them. We must recite the verse, which is a dua from the Quran. If Allah had not caused the animal to submit to man, we would have not been able to do anything. Now some people think that we no longer need to read this supplication because there's no animals. We don't have the riding beast anymore. That is not correct. Allah has mentioned, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَةً. And Allah created horses, mules and asses that you may ride them and as an adornment. And وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And He created that which you do not know. The Sahaba were told at the time that Allah will create what you do not perceive. And this includes the cars, the trains, the aeroplanes, the jets, the rockets. All of that is included. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُم مِّن مِثْرِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. And we've created for them the like thereof wherein they ride. Many ulama hold the opinion that this verse refers to the aeroplane. All means of transport are created by Allah. Of course, man has invented them by means of his intelligence. But who gave him that intelligence? Who gave him the knowledge? Thus the instruction that applies to horses and camels also applies to present-day vehicles, from bicycles to ships. Allah subjugated them for us. So keeping the subjugation in mind, we need to make this supplication. But know that Allah has put all of this in our control. Sometimes even the vehicle goes out of control. When one is driving a vehicle, we should contemplate that Allah has subjugated this to me. And that is why I'm able to use it. And this driving of a vehicle will become a means of establishing a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're traveling, you're moving, you're commuting, will all become an act of worship, and it will link you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be thanking Him, and you will be gaining closeness to Allah. And then while we travel and commute from one place to another, we need to remember our ultimate journey. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. That surely to our Rabb we shall return. The journey that we have undertaken now is a small portion of a small phase in our transportation from one place to one to another. But there's a bigger journey, which is from one world to another. And the real journey is when we will be transported from this world to the hereafter. From the realm of this world to the everlasting, from the temporary nature of this world to the everlasting world of the Akhirah. So this last sentence reminds us of the journey to the hereafter. That if we failed in that journey, we've really lost. Because the final journey is the one that will take us to our final end. And therefore we say, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. We need to ensure that we undertake every journey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are reminded of the journey, it is then that we will make the preparation for the journey. Allah has granted us the gift of the conveyance and the ability to commute. And it is in that mind and in that sight that we are also remembering where the end, the final journey will end, and that we are seeking protection from perpetual punishment or seeking perpetual bliss. This dua is for short or long journeys, but when it comes to long journeys where one moves from one city to another, then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a dua which we are to recite. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would leave Medina, he would go on a journey, he would first call out the takbirs 3 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as he mounted his beast. And then he would say the dua, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, والخليفة في الأهل اللهم هون علينا هذا السفر وطوي عنا بعده. Allah, you are our companion on this journey, the protector of our family. Allah, make this journey an easy one and roll up the distance for us. اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر. Allah, we take you as our companion on this journey. Everyone needs a companion on a journey who is useful at the time of difficulty. And if we take Allah as our companion, then we won't have any difficulties. If this dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is, wal khalifatu fil ahl, that, and you are our companion in our journey and the protector of our family in our absence. It's impossible for any person to be with you on a journey and also protect what's at home. But this is only and special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is equally possible to be at any time, at any moment. When a person sets out on a journey, one has 2 worries on mind. The journey should be easy and the family should be safe and unperturbed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam solved both problems for us, the traveler, that we place our hands in Allah's care and that both of that will be taken care of. Then we make the dua, Allahumma win alayna hadha safar. Allah, make easy for us the journey and roll up the distance. It usually bothers us as travelers that we hope that the journey does not become too long for us. So therefore we make this dua. Furthermore, another dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'atha'i safar wa ka'abati al-mandar wa su'i al-munqalab fil ahli wal mali wal walad. Allah, I seek refuge in you from the toil of this journey and from beholding a bad sight from returning to the family in terms of the property, in terms of the children. Anything could happen, an accident, things can go wrong, so you ask Allah for protection. Allah, I seek protection from you, from an evil sight in my family, my wealth, my children, on a return. And this is what worries us when we travel, that what will happen to us when we get home, will everything be, will there be a burglary? The dua takes care of all those needs. When we make these duas, then we are taking care of all our needs of this world and the Akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to a new settlement during his journey, he would make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-qarya, wa khayra ahliha, wa khayra ma fiha, wa a'udhu bika min sharriha, wa sharri ahliha, wa sharri ma fiha. Allah, I seek of you the good of this inhabitation, or this habitation, and the good of the inhabitants, and the good of what is therein. And I seek refuge in you from its evil, the evil of its habits, inhabitants, and the evil what is in it. So these are the du'as that we recite when entering a village, when going from one place to the other, and as I indicated, always recite durood abundantly, and that will be a means of protection during our journeys. May Allah grant one and all safe journeys, those that are still to undertake journeys, those that are returning, may Allah grant everyone safe journeys.